I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I sat down with Sarah Schultz, Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association of the UP, to talk about their upcoming Wild Game Dinner fundraiser. Here's Sarah Schultz.
This is our third annual Wild Game Dinner, of course, this year presented by Media Brew Communications. It is Thursday, January 23rd, over at the NMU Northern Center.
Now, this is... I've been to them now and had a chance to experience them a little bit, but it's quite an evening. Tell me a little bit about what's on the schedule.
So this is like your other wild game banquets. We have, you know, the Wild Game Feast, which you've tried the bison tips before. They're amazing.
Oh, yes.
They will be returning.
Good.
And we have the firearm raffles. We have bucket raffles. We have a couple of different types of raffles. We have a jewelry raffle. It's $10 for your chance to win $1,000 piece of jewelry that Jandron's always donates.
Nice.
And then we have theme table raffles, which one person gets a whole table.
Yeah, this is one of the things that I remember about going last year in particular, is you've got sort of literally a theme, and then it's a table full of stuff that comes from your sponsors that are helping out with it. What are some of the things that at least in the past have been raffled off with that?
So we always have a man cave and a ladies table, so the she shed this year, and we we have recliners at both of them and TVs, so you can literally set up your own man cave or she shed. The hunting table, the fishing table. This year we've separated it. We have a fishing table, an ice fishing table, and a fly fishing table.
Oh, really?
Yep. Wow. So all three. And then we have the no cooking for a month table. And of course, being the Home Builders Association, we have the tool table.
Of course.
So, but yeah, that no cooking for a month table is about 30 gift certificates for restaurants in the UP.
Fantastic. So. Which is indicative of the number of sponsors, the partners that you have with this, which is really good because this all has a goal, and that is what?
This provides scholarship fund money for the HBA Scholarship for Skilled Trades and our student chapter.
And that's really just a way of getting some of the young people, supporting them as they are getting into the building trades, right?
Yes. I'm going to be reaching out to our past scholarship recipients and inviting them to the dinner. So.
Wonderful. Now, this is happening when and where again?
So Thursday, January 23rd at the NMU Northern Center.
How do people get tickets?
They can go to upbuilders.org. There's a great big button right on the website that'll click you there and take you to the page where you can download the form and buy tickets on there. You can also, with that form till the end of this month, you can pre-purchase raffle tickets. And if you do that, you get 50 extra tickets. Or you can stop right in our office. It's 307 South Front Street down in Marquette.
That's Sarah Schultz, Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association of the Upper Peninsula. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.